Well, if the Queen says she's politically neutral, she's politically neutral. It's not correct that anybody should be reporting her private conversations, because there's no possible way that she can respond to it, say what her views really are. And I think a bad precedent was set when she responded to pressure, perhaps from Downing Street, and made some throwaway remark before the Scottish referendum, because now it's open season. But much better that that gets put back in its books and doesn't happen.
Yeah, but why can't she just be a normal person, like, you know, and be allowed to speak and make mistakes and say things in public? And...
Because she's queen.
But that concept, isn't that a little bit outdated now?
I don't think so. One of the problems America has is the head of state and head of government are the same person. So people have great divisions in their minds at the time when they were impeaching Clinton. But they said, how can we impeach the commander-in-chief? Doesn't it weaken America? It's better, in a way, to have the head of state as a symbolic figure who doesn't give opinions than a head of government who's separate.